reason to say for a long time we haven't had Chinese coming. I thought this is the time. I don't know, maybe I was wrong. But 20 years. Wow. So 20 years ago we have the first one. This is the second time, but in 20 years. We hope this is not we don't need to wait another 20 years for the third time. We hope, from now on, that FTTA Chinese will come to help us, regularly. And we don't want to miss this opportunity. They That's come right. to preach gospel, actually to help us. They will stay for only a few days. Then they need to go back. And whatever those are, a sense of peace we contact, we need to follow up. So let's all really look into this opportunity and sanctify our time to be one with this move.
Amen.
So let's come together, enter into the morning revival. Today we are week 8. So if you have the material, you can bring up, and we can read the title together, week 8.
Week 9.
Week 9. It's week 9. Yeah. So, amen. Let's read. The temple of God filled with the glory of God. One more time. The temple of God filled with the glory of God. So in this title we have two phrases. The temple of God and the glory of God. And what is the glory of God? Roman numeral 2 tells us, glory is an attribute of God. Glory is expression of God. God expressed in splendor. So glory is the expression of God. You know, every time when God appeared to people, He appeared in His glory. We see that in Abraham, when Jehovah God appeared to him, in Acts 7, He said, the glory of God appeared to Abraham. Right? And we also see Moses, when Jehovah God appeared to Moses, we see His glory is there. And even in Stephen is martyred, right? He see the glory of God. So our God is a God of glory, and His expression, His manifestation, is the glory. And but this week, we are not only talking about the glory of God. We are talking about the temple of God,
Amen.
Filled with the glory of God.
Amen.
So, number 2, we see glory of God fill the tabernacle and the temple. Both tabernacle and the temple are the dwelling place of God. That's His house. So, our God not only want to appear to people in His glory, He want to fill His dwelling place, His house, with His glory. Right? So we see both in Exodus of chapter 40 and the First King, chapter 8, 10 to 11. Whenever God's dwelling place was complete, it's set up, God's glory filled it. And not only this, I think we know all these thing happened in the Old Testament actually are types for the New Testament.
Right.
So God wanted to fill not only the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, but His heart desire is really want to fill His house, His church with His glory.
Amen.
Amen. So, Romans number 3, we can see our God, our triune God, is a God of glory. That we can see clearly in Ephesians 1:17, we have this term, the Father of glory. I think we don't have any problem. You know, our God is glory, right? And Father is glory. Our Father is the Father of glory. And we also see Christ in Hebrews 1:3. See, the Son is the effulgence of the glory of God.
Amen.
The Son is glory. And also we see Christ is the King of glory, and Christ is also the Lord of glory.
Right.
And in 1 Peter 4:14, also speak of the Spirit of glory and of God.
Right.
So not only the Father is glory, not only Christ is a glory, the Spirit is a glory.
Right.
And this glory even rests upon the suffering believers in their persecution. So we see here, you know, the glory of God. Our triune God is the glory. And His glory, not only in Himself, He wants to rest upon His believer. And so we see this will lead us to Romans 4. It said the glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God.
Amen.
Amen. We see Hebrews 2:10 say, He will lead many sons into the glory.
Amen.
Right? Not He want to remain glory in Himself. He want to lead many sons. That's all of us into the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Romans 8:30 say, He predestined us. Right? Then He also called us. Not only called us, He also justified us. And He also wanted what? Glorify us. And we are also be prepared for the vessels unto honor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's His economy.
Amen.
He wants to make us same as Him in glory.
Amen.
And not only individually we are in this glory, actually corporately we will be glory in oneness. That will lead us to Romans number 5. John 17, we see the Lord before He went onto the cross. He prayed for us, and He prayed His believer can be in oneness with three stages, right? The first stage is we are one in the life of Father. That's in through by our regeneration, we have been made one.
Amen.
We are in this oneness. But second stage, we are in oneness also through the sanctification of God's Word. Through this process, we are making one. But we will reach the third stage of oneness.
Amen.
That we will be one in His glory.
Amen.
And that is the completed stage of the oneness. And that is the glory.
Amen.
So we will be making one in glory. That means we are not in glory individually. We will be in God's glory corporately.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So Romans number 6. We come to Ephesians chapter 3. And how the law will make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It said in chapter 3, 16. Paul prayed for us, you know, according to the reach of His glory. You will make home into our being, in our heart. Make home into our heart.
Amen.
Actually, just make Himself into our heart.
Right.
that is make His glory into our heart.
Amen.
So through this making home, making Himself into us, we will become His glory. And we can return this glory to God. So I would like to ask all the saints, we can read these two verses together. That in day 6, Ephesians 3:16 and 3:21.
Amen.
Amen. If you find it, let's read it. How about brothers, we read 16.
Amen.
That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man. Sister, 21.
To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Right. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God's economy. In His church and in Christ Jesus, the glory will be out to our God.
Amen.
And we need to really open to this His work, this working process, allow Him to work Himself into us. And eventually, in the New Jerusalem, the bride has the glory of His God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And He will accomplish this His eternal economy. This week, actually, you know, the other day, Ping and I, we are fellowshipping, and she's asking, wow, never thought about First King and Second Kings in this way.
Right.
When we read these two books, very often we think we saw so many negative things, right? The fallen, degraded situation. But if we have this perspective of God's economy, we see that is actually the central point of these two books. You know, the Lord wants to work Himself and His glory into His dwelling place. And we just need to be one with Him.
Amen.
And we just continue open to Him. Let His glory work into us. By every day, we behold Him.
Amen.
Let His glory reflect to our face.
Amen.
And we will, His church, His body will shine, will have His glory in full.
Amen.
As long as we want to open to Him.
Amen.
So I will stop here. Every saint continue to share.
Amen.
I have distribution later, so I want to make sure I get time to say something. I don't know how long this will take, but there were three points that really stuck out to me. There are many points in here that stuck out, but concept changers regarding this matter of glory to me. The first one is, I really love in Exodus 40, actually, and in 1 Kings, there is a distinction between the cloud and the glory. They're related, but they're not the same thing. It says the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory filled the tabernacle. So the cloud is something that everyone could see, and then it must have appeared like really wonderful, but the glory was in the tabernacle. It filled the tabernacle. And then Brother Lee brings out this fact that many times, including myself, I care more about the outward quote unquote glory than what's going on inside.
Amen.
We just dwell on the outside. Even there's like a book or a packet by Brother Nee, like, do you minister to the Lord or do you minister to the house? What do you care more about? Do you care more about what's going on outside or what's going on inside? The glory is not outside. The glory is inside the tabernacle.
Amen.
But the cloud's outside. Everyone can see that. And that's what more people appreciate. But I really appreciate that. Glory is not merely outward. It's something even hidden, something inside the tabernacle. Only those who go inside the tabernacle can really experience God's glory. So, and then the next part is, if we look at the the story, I guess, throughout the whole Bible, the filling of glory always accompanied the building up of God's habitation or whatever. Like the house of God, the temple, the tabernacle, the temple. The glory never appeared apart from that. It was only when God's house was fully built up that the glory filled it.
Amen.
So that clearly shows to us that glory is not an individual matter. Glory only comes when God's house is built up.
Yes.
And even in our experience today, the glory will fully fill only when the body of Christ is fully built up. So I need to be reminded that all the time. Like, as much as maybe I love the Lord, I want to serve Him, there's only so much I can do by myself. It's only when I'm coming together with the saints.
Amen.
Even this morning, I can testify, this morning's meeting, although maybe not super loud or exciting, it was very glorious to me. Because we're just all together loving the Lord.
Amen.
And then finally, I love this verse now, Ephesians. I mean, I've always loved Ephesians 3:21, but I love it even more now because I was helped to realize what it actually means. It says, to Him be the glory. And actually in the verse before that, it says, but to Him.
Amen.
And that word, but, implies that the Lord temporarily, or not lost, but He gave His glory to the Lord and to the church. But one day, that glory is going to return to Him.
Right.
But He's not, His glory came to us when the Lord came to us. And that glory is going to return to Him in us and with us. When we return, we're going to be the ones returning to God. That's going to be the glory returning to Him.
Amen.
But this can only happen if this glory is first wrought into us.
Amen.
It's not something separate from us. Once this glory comes into us, we return to Him and then we become the very glory.
Amen.
That He receives. So anyways, I'm just reminding myself, and I guess all the saints too, that this matter of glory is so deep. There's so many things to talk about here, but yeah, may the Lord really open our eyes to see what God's glory really is.
Amen.
Just continue with this two verses. I think these two verses are very good. So let me read the first again. The first mentioned His glory and also His spirit into the inner man. So you know, when we talk about the glory, we also want to talk about the other side, which is not glory, right? So I mean, I can give some example, although maybe my example maybe not so so pleasant to hear. You know, human nature, right? Well, human nature is just looking at outside a lot. You know, once I hear that, you know, there's one pastor mentioned, you know, young man and young woman, when they're looking, courting, or, you know, finding girlfriend, boyfriends, most of them, the first thing they look, I mean, it's according to the survey, it's a figure, like, you know, the other side is a figure. So it's outside, right? So, you know, now, you know, when we get married, we will all know the outside may be just face away, maybe 2 or 3 days. That's all. All the inside can sustain a normal life. So yeah, sounds like you don't like to hear about these facts, but they're true. All right? So I'm going to talk about truth. So here, the Bible says the inner man, right? The Bible also mentioned, you know, the man, the Bible don't mean, you know, how handsome you are, but you try to refrain from your anger, and you raise your hand to pray. We talk about a woman, you know, not about what ornaments you have, but the inside heart, which can save woman from, you know, the suffering or in the labor, right? So all these God's words. Yeah. So the other verse also brings a matter of important thing is we quite often are selfish, even we don't know. So that's why the second verse mentions the glory and the church. So, you know, individual, however you think you great you are individual. But the God's glory dwells in the church, which is the congregation. So when we are mature, we know, oh God, just save me, you know, I want to be in a church. I want to see brothers, sisters. And even for our next generation, we want them to have partners, not by themselves. We want them to have companions, spiritual companions. In the 20th generation, also to us, I have a spiritual companion, because I'm just feel I'm a weak and lonely. Okay, great point. I'm going to end. So in summary, the glory is in Him, the glory is in the church, and the glory is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Brother Kyle brings a very crucial point. It's the day 6 verse. Ephesians 3:16 and 21. These two words come from Paul. Second time, pray for the church. The first one is chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. He prayed for the church. Then, give us the spirit of the wisdom and the revelation that we can know Him. That's the first prayer. The second prayer is from here. Is that He will grant you according to the riches of His glory. The first time He used the glory. When He talked about the church, talked about the building. Wow. He mentioned glory. And the 21, talk of glory again. He said, to Him be the glory in the church. Wow. Paul mentioned the glory 8 times in the Ephesians. 6, 12, 14, 17, 18. And another one is the chapter 3, 13, 16, 21. Mention about the glory. Oh, why brother pick up the glory in here? Then relate to just the Jerry Maxwell. I appreciate the original, during the training, Brother James Lee. He's a really faithful, working, hard-working brother.
Amen.
Total, every day, you can count over 100 verses. In total, if we put it in the, if you go to the seminar and you graduate, this is, can be your graduation presentation, that your AC.
Yes.
It comes to all the glory, the New Testament glory, all together. Wow. You see, this glory, doxy, come to the New Testament 166 times. Wow. But how to conclusion, how to share. Oh, our brother, just like update Blending Brother. He put everything together. Wow. Every day you enjoy. Wow. Brother James, I present this one. Wow. This is very good. For really, you want to know God's desire. You know, also he mentioned in the day 3, also he mentioned Ephesians 1:17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of the glory. So when he talk about the glory, but I really touch is day 4. Day 4. Let me read that. It's one from the Brother Lee. It's not from the life study. Brother Lee bring that conclusion. It's a conclusion. Okay. I stop here.
Amen. Amen.
I was very impressed by this week's message. Mm. Brother Kyle shared a little bit. but some of you knew that we drove with Megan back to well not back to Illinois. So now she has her used car. She's very happy. And then so for us, we were not able to drive back. So we actually flew to the west and came back because that's cheaper for the tickets. So so we visited this place. I don't think many people went there. It's called Death Valley. I actually, at some point, I almost thought that I'm going to die there. But interestingly, you know, actually not far is Las Vegas. Okay, so we visited two national parks, and it was a great contrast. But you really can see the difference between, you know, God's creation and a man-made city. Okay. So when we were in Death Valley, we only saw one bee, and one very tiny bug. That's all, and some birds because they can fly. So when I was thinking about this, you know, I thought about well, besides those two tiny animals, all others are rocks. So we had a lot of opportunities to see different types of rocks. You see that, you know, those rocks, they are very beautiful, you know, from I think from the ancient time. And it's really interesting that, you know, like originally they were under the sea, you won't be able to see them. But then because of the shining, because of the transformation, you know, they actually shine in different colors. It is like very impressive. So then we talk about the message this week. I was very impressed by the verses listed in the beginning from Exodus 24 to Revelation chapter 5. So from the beginning, God called Moses, right? And then the tabernacle and then the temple. So, you know, you can see that you know, God called Moses, and then you know, his clouds were, you know, covered the tabernacle. But then at the end, I think just like Brother Kyle shared, you know, now he is calling us, and actually we are not seeing him from outside; we are actually seeing him from within. And I think like Jerry, I also have, you know, different impressions on glory, because, you know, I used to say, oh, the Lord gained the glory. Basically, I mean, you know, that's his glory, that's not my glory. So our glories are different. So Lord, now you gain everything and I gain nothing. But actually this week, I do think that God actually gains glory through us. So if we can say that Jesus' glory is the Father's glory, and the Spirit's glory is the Father's glory, and then actually our glory should also be God's glory. We really should express Him. So I really hope that this is a reminder to us, and also, you know, an encouragement to us. Although we see so many negative pictures, but we can still turn to God and see this is very positive. Encouragement.
Amen.
You know, I will follow Sister Peng's sharing. I've been listening to the Exodus training with Brother Lee sharing, and I'm just so impressed that God's economy is very much related to corporate. You know, that's His intention. So He called out the children of Israel, right? And then when the tabernacle was finished, He filled it with glory. When the temple was finished, He filled it with His glory. And also when He left the children of Israel, a prophet saw His glory departing from the temple. So today the Lord is waiting for the church, you know, and to be fully formed and established, and then He will fill it. And when New Jerusalem, the church will be expanded in New Jerusalem, and He will fill it. And so since I'm really touched, it says glory is an attribute of God. Glory is the expression of God. God expressed in splendor. So the glory of God filled the tabernacle, and then the glory of God filled the temple, and the glory of God fills the church, and then the glory of God fills the New Jerusalem. Glory is one of the attributes of God. Other attributes is righteousness and holiness. But glory is the expression of God. And I'm so touched, you know, even when Brother Lee was sharing about the matter of the blood. He said the blood, you know, we know blood, right? We have to take the blood to wash us, cleanse us, so we can come into the Holy of Holies. But he said even more, the blood was needed to enact the new covenant. So it's called the blood of the covenant. And that matter, saints, because God needed the blood to enact this new covenant. And under this new covenant, he gave us, his believers, a new heart, a new spirit, his divine life, his divine nature. You know, all these wonderful things, it was through the new covenant. But everything I see more and more, saints, as through the wonderful ministry, is everything is corporate. Corporate expression. In us, for me, I can speak for myself, saints. As a Christian, as a believer, everything is for me. Me, me, me. But no, God's desire is God's economy, to use God's economy to fulfill his corporate expression. So very much today, you know, the meetings is so important, because that's where the glory of God will come, into the church meeting. So you, the glory of God is not coming to your living room, it's not coming to your kitchen, it's not going to come to your dormitory room. You can stay there, but God of glory of God will not come.
Right.
Only here in the church meeting. So it's not a small thing to miss meetings, saints. It's not a small thing to miss trainings. It's not a small thing to miss the feasts. Okay, you think it's small. Oh, yeah, I can stay in my living room. I can enjoy Jesus also. But you miss the glory of God.
Amen.
Because glory of God is only corporate.
Amen.
Morning, saints. I'm not been writing anything down today, so I'm just going to lean a little bit here. But day two, you know, there was you know, whenever God is expressed, that is glory. But whenever God is hidden, concealed, there is no glory expressed. And it brought forth, and in my mind, for some reason, it brought forth this philosophical experiment, which is our thought experiment, which is, if a tree falls in the forest, is there anyone there to hear it? Well, we're here in the meeting hall. If we're all sitting here in the meeting hall and no one speaks a word, is the Lord being expressed? Is the God's glory being expressed? No, because we need to have that expression. We need to be speaking forth the Lord. We need to be, you know, putting forth his glory so he can shine upon the world. And that's how he transfuses into each of us, and we help one another. As Sister was saying, you know, it's a corporate thing, coming together, feeding each other, you know, providing that glory of God to one another in the world. You know, we need to you know, speak forth the gospel to others, to let them know that, you know, for God's glory. You know, we need to be transfused. And, you know, there was, I will say, on day two, I had to look up a word because, you know, sometimes, you know, I love the way the brother explains things sometimes. And he says, you know, God is the strongest radium. And I had an idea when it was said, I had one idea, but then I looked up radium, and I knew it was kind of a, something, well, I was thinking it was, I don't know if it was, you know, shining or radioactive or whatever, but it is radioactive. Radium is a radioactive element that transfuses into people. If you're too close to it, you're going to get radioactive contamination. Well, God's glory is going to contaminate us, but it's a good contamination. We want that. We want that transfusion of the Lord within us.
Amen.
So he can transfuse himself into us. and saturate us, permeate us, and once we get him inside, we can't lose him, and we continue to want him more and more each and every day.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let's all be infused with the Lord today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm so touched with day one of this week's message, and also like sister over there sharing. I don't know her name. Yeah. So day one of the message of this week's message, it says that it is mainly the young ones who are excited and exciting, for they are enjoying the cloud outside the tent of the meeting. And I just feel like it is true for me, because like I still consider myself young and also new. So like when I just by myself, I really enjoy the law, but like in a very outside way. I pray the law, I listen to gospel song, but I really feel it is like still outside of the temple. And but like when I fellowship with other brother and sister, like Sergio, and when I go to the meeting every week, the gospel meeting and the lost, and also the meeting on the last day, and when I fellowship with other brother and sister, I really feel the glory of the Lord. I really feel that I go inside the temple, and also like. Like sister sharing, yeah, it is really a big thing. Like, yeah, so fellowship, like praising the Lord by ourselves, I feel like it is very a good thing, but it's still it's still a superficial, very to the top, and going down to go deeply in a profound way. I really need other people to help me to keep me work faithfully to seek God's kingdom.
Amen.
How the glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God.
Yes.
And I just really appreciated seeing these verses. Sorry, I'm trying to find it in the book. And you just go from point A all the way through I, and you just see step by step the steps that God took in his economy, and then you can see it in these verses related to glory. And that's just, that's just mind-blowing, because I think we don't often consider this attribute of God, God's glory, as something that is related to God's economy in that way. You know, I think all the saints have shared, this is something for the future, or it's when the glory of, you just think of, I think of bright lights, right? But I just wanted to share some of these verses with you. It says that God's eternal goal is to bring his many sons into glory, right? And so even now, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:7, we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestined before the ages for our glory. And then in Romans 9:23, in order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. And so we see what God's predestination and his preparation is for us to be in glory. Right? And then in then we see that it's a gospel of glory, actually. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Amen. And in 1 Timothy 1:11, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. And anyway, this is like, Lord, am I preaching this gospel, the gospel of glory, right? Amen. Now in Colossians 1:27, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
And then day by day, 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
And then we are being called into glory. The God of all grace, He who has called you into His eternal glory in Christ Jesus. And so I just really appreciated this part of the outline, seeing that it said that the glory of God and the economy of God involves the high peak of the divine revelation.
Yes.
God becoming man so that man may become God in life, nature, and function. And we see it according to God's attribute of glory.
Amen.
And so we can participate today in God's glory. We see that from the very beginning to the very end, we can trace this line of glory.
Amen.
And I just appreciated this week praying, Lord, strengthen me according to the riches of your glory into my inner man.
Amen.
And I was like, Lord, I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to pray it in faith, you know, that as he's strengthening us, his glory is being brought into us so that he would have the glory in the church.
Amen.
And that's the final, you know, the glory of God. The New Jerusalem is one filled with the glory of God. So day by day, we enjoy him. We're being strengthened according to the riches of his glory into our inner man. He's making his home in our heart. More glory, right?
Amen.
More glory in the church.
Amen.
To God be the glory in the church.
Amen.
I appreciate the pastor speak out for me. That when she's prophesied, just I was prophesied because I was crazy about this Roman number 4. Today, the 4 o'clock, I couldn't sleep. I really enjoyed it. I want to share with you. Wow. This is, wow.
Radiance. I feel the radiance.
Oh, no, I lost my eyeglasses. Okay. This is, wow.
Amen.
Roman number 4. You see, the glory of God, intrinsic related to the economy of God.
Amen.
This also continue our training, the message 1. Talk about the God's economy. So the whole training, you see, if it's A to, actually I count, it's a 9 point. Number 1, she talk about the God's goal. God's goal. And the second one, she talk about the God's predestination. The third one, she talk about the God's creation is to prepare, prepare unto the glory. Amen. And they start from the 3, 4 to 5. This is start. You bring the triangle, the another aspect from the Christ. It's a Christ redemption. Also, E is talking about the all-inclusive Christ bring us as the hope of a glory. That means, you see, the first 3 talk about God. Then the second, from the 4 to 6, talk about the God redemption and from Christ redemption. And also E talk about the call us. Call us unto the eternal glory. He used this time. He used the verse I just mentioned to you, the 1 Peter 5, 2 times. In here, he also he called us into the eternal glory. Amen. From start from G to H, you will see the Spirit is working on it, and from F. From G to H, that means from 7 to 9, he says, as we have the 2 Corinthians 3:18. That verse, brotherly, as we should memorize from the, because we unveil, then we can reflecting and all. So from the glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18, and H also mentioned the 1 Peter again. The last one, very important one is the God created us, want us to be the God. Amen? He's God becoming man, so that man may become God in life, in nature, but the function. And the function, but not in the Godhead. Collect every verse. Wow. This Amen. Is so... Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
This week actually is a conclusion of the last 4 weeks in our pursuit of this crystallization study. We see in 1st and 2nd Kings there is an advancement, right, from the tabernacle church life to the temple church life. In other words, our experiences of Christ needs to go on, right, needs to be enlarged. And we need to experience Him as all of the materials of the temple, right? Cypress, we need to experience the olive wood, we need to experience the resurrected Christ as the cedar. And in this way, we could be built up and we could grow into the holy temple of the Lord. And once that happens, we see from the Old Testament, when the tabernacle was finished, when the temple was finished, the glory of Jehovah descended, right, and filled its entirety. Well, this is actually the process that we are going through today in the New Testament. To see in this week, right, this wonderful, actually, I don't think we could really finish speaking, right, of the content of this matter of the glory that is filling, right, the church. So maybe I'll just share my nugget. I really appreciated this matter of application, right, as we see in this last portion, that, you know, when we come to Ephesians, right, this book is really speaking concerning the church. Right, so it's not an individual experience, but it's for the church, and the church actually in Ephesians 3, right, we see the process, right, in this prayer, right. First, right, there is a prayer that we would be strengthened, right, with power, according to the riches of His glory. And so what does this mean? This means that this life that we have received is rich, right, in expression. So again, this is not an individual matter, but this is something that is altogether in the body. And then as we are being strengthened according to these riches, what is happening? Christ is making His home in our hearts through faith, right? This Christ, this one who is the effulgent of God's glory, is now making His home in our hearts through faith. And then what? We are full of strength to apprehend with all the saints, right, the dimensions of God. And then the conclusion is we're filled unto all the fullness of God. Right? So when we all are enjoying these riches, right, when this glory is being constituted into us, there is the fullness, right, the fullness of God, which is actually just the church, right, Amen. As the container. And then in conclusion, I just appreciate it. This two-way traffic, it's not just for us, but it goes back to Him, right? Amen. And so again, the saints share it. I just want to also share it to Him.
Amen.
You know, even in this morning, our speaking, it's not just to one another, but we need to realize it's actually also to Him.
Right.
Right? We are really praising our God of glory, right? In chapter 1, it says, to the praise of His glory. In chapter 3, it's to Him who is able. To Him be glory in the church. And then actually in chapter 5, we see that the bride is being presented, right, to Him, glorious, right? And so really, this is the process that is taking place, right? We receive the glory into us, we're being constituted, but then we are brought back to Him, presented back to God in glory for His satisfaction and for the accomplishment of His purpose. Oh, to Him be glory in the church forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like this week, this matter of the glory of God has never been spoken in such a full way, right? Amen. You know, from the Old Testament to New Testament, from God's creation all the way to New Jerusalem. I just feel like, yeah, this matter of glory is really something that's, it's so intrinsic, right? It is just as a lot of brothers, sisters shared on this, the glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God. Right? You know, when God first created man, He created us in His image, right? In His likeness. And, you know, His intention is to make us as His vessel, right? To express it. Here, actually, in Roman numeral 1, we saw that glory is an attribute, right, of God. And actually, it is God expressed, right? You know, when God is expressed, He expresses in His glory, right? In the Old Testament, God's glory is somehow abstract or somehow like what I think Sister shared earlier. It's like, give us an impression of some kind of bright light, right? Like when He appeared to Moses, He was really in the bright light. Even Moses cannot see Him directly because He's going to be burned, right? So God has to hide Him under a big rock. But even when Moses came down, even when He was hidden, right, on the rock, He still has some of the remnants of God's glory, right? So when He comes down, He has to cover His face. Otherwise, right, He didn't want it to, you know, spook the Israelites. But then also, you know, in the mentioning of Acts, right, mentioned about God's glory appeared to Abraham. There He did not say specifically what kind of glory that God appeared to Abraham. So it's kind of leave us in a question, right? But in the New Testament, we really saw that actually, actually in 1 John, it talks about Jesus, right? John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. So now we know this one, the glorious Father, has been expressed through the Son, right? You know, of course, Jesus had on the Transfiguration Mountain, He actually, you know, expressed in His glory like the bright light. But in fact, this is not just the outward glory, outward, you know, some kind of seeing that we can see. It is actually through His humanity, right? While Jesus walked and lived on the earth, He actually glorified the Lord, right?
Amen.
Amen.
He actually expressed God in His fine humanity. And also, so this is really, something that we can experience today, right? And actually, when I was actually seeking before the Lord on, you know, on this one, it was like the Lord really brought me to, you know, the Spirit. In actually the Galatians 5:20, chapter 5, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, right? So no law with against such things. That means when all these fruits, right? If the spirits were lived out, the Spirit is among us, right? If we actually lived out the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, then this is the glory of God, right? We express. So I really got much reflective. So I say, Lord, how much in my daily life am I expressing You? Right? I mean, a lot of times I feel like I fall short, right? Fall short of this. Exactly like what Paul was saying, right? We're all sinners. Fall short of the glory of God. So, amen. So on the individual level, we really need to be infused by Lord, like the radiant, right? We need to be radiated by the divine elements so that we can really shine through. We can express God. But also, you know, corporately, right? When the house of God built, imagine, like, I think last week we talked about the quarry, right? We had all the building blocks, all the stones. So all the stones where we're actually expressing the Lord, when we're put together, you know, right? When the Lord deal with us, Lord works on us, so that all our element of the darkness can be worked, right? Can be, you know, be put on the cross, and we all live out the glory of God. So when we're together here, you know, as a church, then the, you know, glory will fill His church. Praise the Lord. May the glory be to Him. Amen.
This week really opens up a lot to us about glory. So I'm impressed in day 5, it talks about the genuine ground of oneness. So before, I only knew that there are two grounds of oneness, regeneration and sanctification. But now we have the third stage, which is glorification. I mean, John 17:22 says, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." And praise the Lord that after we have been regenerated and sanctified, after we have been separated from the worldly places, we must not live by our own life, but by the life of the glory and the divine life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also enjoy sisters sharing about the corporate glorification. So whenever we go to the meetings, the glory of God is there. Amen. On Friday, we joined the small group with the P12 because most of the campus students had a retreat. Actually, that time we wanted to blend with them, but there were just a brother Minjin and Sister Yang and our family, just a few of us. But still, and also Sister Christine and Sister Grace met with us online, just a few of us. But I can testify that I felt the glory of God. Amen. I felt the presence of God among us. Amen. Or just like yesterday, we went to Sister Pell's family, only two families together, and we just had some small fellowship, but I still feel that God's presence was with us. Amen. I really enjoy meeting with the saints, and I want to take all the chances to meet with the saints.
Amen.
And I totally agree that there is a corporate aspect of glorification, but I also think that there is the personal, individual aspect of glorifying God in our daily living.
Amen.
Amen. We had a lot of difficulties during the winter break when our car broke down. But you know what? Immediately after Brother Joe got to know about our situation, he offered to lend us his car. When I told my parents about that, my mom asked, "Is that because he had a lot of cars?" Then my father said, "No, because he had a lot of Christ in him."
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Amen. And also a lot of other brothers and sisters, they were so willing to help us. And praise the Lord, they lived a life to glorify God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also one thing I want to share with you. My son went to Brother Shepherd's and Sister Essa's house, and then when he got back home, he asked, "Mommy, Sister Esther asked if, Mom, you are willing to serve the children." And I said, "Well, I'll think about that. I used to serve in Vietnam. I used to serve in Rochester." And then my son immediately said, "Mom, I want you to serve wherever you go."
Oh, amen.
Amen. I really praise God about that. I don't know what made him say so, but I believe that at that moment, God was glorified through the mouth of a young child.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
I just feel the gap where we'll finish. I just feel it, one gap is yesterday the young people had a special event. It's a Chinese New Year Eve. So the young people parents are coming together, you know, making dumplings. Again, it's like a church, you know. I felt the joy, the comfort, not to the adults, but also to the young people. They played together.
Amen.
And then the young people came, and especially young people, just talk to me about his trip to Denver, to Colorado. And I listened, and he explained to me all the airplanes he know. But I think during the process, it's sweet, because we are a church. We are a big family. All right, that's all.
Okay, we'll have one to finish it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
So I think I would just briefly, unless anyone else would also like to share. Are you sure? Okay. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for glory.
Amen.
I think the saints already covered many of the points. I would just like to share a little bit on this corporate aspect. You know, I really appreciate Ephesians this week. We see that not just in chapter 3, right? We see that there's the corporate aspect. We're being strengthened, right? Not just for ourselves, but being strengthened into our spirit, into the inner man, so that Christ may make his home in our hearts, so that eventually, if we read on, we can apprehend with all the saints.
Amen.
What are the riches of the glory,
right? Amen.
In the church. Amen. And then all of us, the church, will be filled unto the fullness of God.
Amen.
So I think God today, as many saints share, is really after this corporate aspect. Not just but individually, right? We see that we need to go before the Lord. But then, corporately, only when we come to the church can God's glory be expressed. And this is what's on his heart. But again, I was also brought to the point that, you know, what about, right, the 2 Corinthians 3:18? There's a need for us to come before the Lord with an unveiled face, day by day, so that he can really shine on us. And then that's when we can be transformed from glory to glory.
Amen.
So we need to have these two aspects. And if we just come to the meeting, but you know, in our daily living, we are just kind of, we're not touching anything of the Lord, God also has no way to be expressed to us, to the saints. But when we come together and we each bring our portion, no, there is a corporate expression.
Amen.
God has a way to fill that meeting.
Amen.
God needs an opening, right?
Right.
But he needs our cooperation.
Amen.
I think I would just end in the outline. There's this, Lord, praise the Lord. We see that, okay, I'll just bring out this point in Romans number 6. Paul's declaration in the end of Ephesians 3 was that to him, right, many censure that, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generation forever and ever. Amen. And then this is the two-way traffic. You know, the God's glory is brought into the church and expressed in the church. But this glory is actually to God the Father.
Right. Amen.
So we are not just here to express glory for the sake of expressing glory. Amen. But really, this God's desire is that he can be glorified through the church.
Right.
It has almost, it's not about us, but it must be done through us. So in this two-way traffic, you know, God has prepared all that we need. He's the Spirit today, and I appreciate that when we come to him, he is the Spirit that transforms us from glory to glory. He infuses us, with glory. But really, when we come to the meeting, we are simply glorifying him, right, for what he has done in us. The glory that he has infused into us is nothing but himself. And when we express God, hopefully we're also expressing nothing, right, but himself.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no glory aside from God.
Yes. So praise the Lord. May he have a way to really be expressed through us.
Amen. Amen.
God can be expressed through the church.
Amen.
Amen. So I would like to stand with some prayers.
Amen.
And,
amen.
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 Right. Lord. Yes. Oh, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Oh, may your name be sanctified.
Amen.
Oh, to you be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, in the church.
Amen.
And in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And unto all the generations.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your predestination.
Yes.
Your desire to bring many sons into glory.
Yes.
Even though, Lord, man fell, Lord, fall short of glory of God.
Yes.
Thank you for sending your glorious Son to redeem us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for giving us your Spirit.
Yes.
The Spirit is transforming us today.
Yes.
From glory to glory.
Yes.
May we behold of you, Lord,
yes,
day by day. Spend time before you. Lord Jesus, Lord, transform us into the image of the firstborn. Amen. Yes. May glory to the Father in the church.
Amen.
And to Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please give the Father glory.
Amen.
Because we are those who beheld your glory.
Amen.
Your only begotten Son.
Amen.
Lord, now you dwell within us as glory.
Amen.
Oh, in the church there will be glory to you.
Amen.
Lord, fully build your house.
Amen.
Fully build this house with glory.
Amen.
Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Thank you for being in us as the hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh, we have this living hope.
Amen.
We'd like to be unveiled, to spend more time with you.
Amen.
Oh, to be infused by your glory.
Amen.
Transform us more this week.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Oh, that you could gain the glorious expression.
Amen.
Here in the church.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your economy.
Amen.
You want to work yourself and your glory into us.
Amen.
Into your church.
Amen.
So we can return this glory to God.
Amen.
Lord, gain us individually and corporately.
Amen.
Our daily living, we will behold you.
Amen.
And reflect you.
Amen.
And corporately, we will express you.
Amen.
Pray for more unveiling.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, remove the veils, Lord.
Amen.
Pray for more beholding.
Amen.
Oh, every day, beholding you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, with unveiled face.
Amen.
So we can reflect you.
Amen.
Pray for more transformation, Lord.
Amen.
Transform us.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
In our ordinary, normal, daily living. In all the small things, Lord.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.